George Canyon, nominated for 5 CCMA Awards. Oh, it's been an amazing year for Canyon. He gained almost instant recognition on the USA Network CMT Canada television show Nashville Star. And in April, he took home the Juno Award for Country Recording of the Year for his album One Good Friend, capping off a hugely successful award season for the country singer, who also took home a Canadian Radio Music Award for Best New Group or Solo Artist Country for his independently released single, Good Day to Ride.
A country music sensation. You know that phrase, George? Country music sensation? Is that really what it is?
Not to me. It's what I do to earn a living. I wouldn't say I'm a sensation. I'm just an artist.
Well, things have really taken off for you. Some people have said overnight success, but I've been reading stuff about you that says you've been working your tail off at this stuff.
Well, we kind of laughed. Some people call it overnight success. It doesn't matter to me what you call it. I'm just happy it happened. But I've been in the business professionally for 14 years, just pushing hard and kind of going up and down hills. And there have been 3 times, actually, over the last 14 years where I thought I'd had it. I thought I had to just quit and leave, but that didn't happen. Just kind of got pulled back into it, and it's really, really lucky. The last year and a half has been what it's been.
Yeah, but it's been a ride. I mean, you've just recently been at Teen Ranch filming a Christmas music special with fake snow in the middle of summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's all really kind of really surreal right now. We're shooting a Christmas special in the middle of that right now is just kind of that's really unbelievable for me, because I have things that I've dreamt of doing in my career, like playing on the Grand Ole Opry, and now I've been there 12 times. I'm about to have my 13th appearance there, and I never dreamt of having my own Christmas special. That's just way above anything I could ever imagine. And now getting to do that, it's kind of following suit to what's gone on in the past year with my whole career.
When did it sort of, hit you? When did you go, whoa, this is real? This is really happening.
I think probably a few months after Nashville Star ended, when I got my record deal. Because for 14 years, that's all I've been trying to do is just get a record deal and make a living. And when I did get that record deal, that's kind of when it started to sink in, and everything and what had gone on with Nashville Star started to sink in. But there are days when I wake up thinking, I'm living someone else's life. This can't be mine.
Which was a harder grind, the 14 years leading up to the record deal, working the multiple jobs? I think you were a cop for a while, a slaughterhouse beef inspector, shipping receiver for Kraft. I mean, you did a whole bunch of jobs at once. Your wife was working as well. Which was a harder slog, doing that to get to this point, or now that you're on the treadmill, is it just even harder work?
I think the treadmill right now, it's not hard work per se, but it's a lot of a lot more being away. And a lot less sleep than I ever imagined. I guess it's just there's so much to get done, and a day only has so many hours in it, and a week only has so many days in it. And you start right now where before I'd pre-plan a month or two ahead. Right now they're planning a year ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Just pencil that in next year. That's a weird conversation.
It's really what's going on. I just I actually penciled in yesterday. Taking my son to hockey camp there at the Teen Ranch next July.
Hey, George, when you were accepting awards, you say stuff like, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you say that because you're sort of a typical, sort of a pseudo-American country musician, and everybody wants to thank their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or is that a real thing?
No, that's very real. And what's funny is Jen and I, my wife and I, we've watched award shows year after year, and we'd say, well, why, only you might be lucky if you hear one person thank the Lord for the gift and for the blessings, and it's always kind of, and I knew, certain people that were accepting these awards were Christians, but they just weren't, I guess, weren't vocally, kind of stating that, and it kind of struck me funny, and that's the one thing I make sure, in winning the awards I've won in the last year, I just want to make sure that the glory goes to God first, and that's kind of a daily thing for me and the band. We do shows every day, and every day before we do the show, we pray together right before we take stage. So it's just sort of just how we live.
But all the guys in your band aren't Jesus people, are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. The spiritual journey. Did you grow up in a Christian family and go to church? And
yeah, I did. I was raised Roman Catholic.
Right.
And I always, it's funny, my poor dad, he probably drove him a little crazy because I was, you know, I was always more, I guess, more of a kind of a an open kind of worshiping kind of guy. There are certain rules within the Catholic Church that I would kind of say, well, I just don't agree with that. You know, everyone should be able to do this, or everyone should be able to do that. So it's just kind of funny. I think that's kind of what's gone on since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Between kids and their parents and religion and stuff. And I feel very blessed that I was raised a Christian, I had to have a conversation the other day. Someone was asking me, so when did you find Jesus? And I laughed and said that I never lost him. And I said, as far as I know, he definitely never lost me. I fall off the very narrow path daily, and the Lord just keeps me hanging on there. And that's always the way it's been for me. I've had struggles throughout my life, like a lot of people have, but I've always had my faith, and I feel very, very fortunate and blessed to have that.
Apparently, one of the toughest things on someone's spiritual life is the road, is the entertainment industry. I mean, what are you doing about being able to survive spiritually and yet do what you do?
You know, I see lots of things out here on the road that disturb me, and I think that the one thing I pray daily for is guidance and protection, and pretty much pray a lot for people. I have no idea who they are, but I see things, and so I just instinctively, kind of throw the prayer out there to try to help. But I'm really lucky because my wife and my children are the backbone of all this, and my wife Jennifer, she's the reason I breathe air, and definitely sent from above to save me, and she's just an amazing woman. So that keeps me, that blessing from God is the one thing that's always tried and true, and it's right there, and it's something that keeps me grounded, and I think that helps me get through being away for sure.
Why do you think there's so many artists, George, that don't let people know that they're followers of Christ?
I don't know. They purposely. I don't think it's a purposeful thing where they go, well, I'm not going to let anybody know I'm a Christian. I think it's just, in this business especially, and I see it now more than ever. There's so many people tugging you in so many different directions, and you're trying to appease everyone because a lot of these people. It's not like a normal job. And that's the one thing I'd say. This is something that's ingrained into me and into a lot of artists where it's like breathing air. It's something that you have to do. I mean, I'll sit at home with my acoustic guitar and play and sing to no one, and when I was an officer, I wouldn't go home and be an officer at home,
Yeah.
it's not what you do, right? So, I mean, it's kind of, I think they just get pulled in different ways, and I don't think it says anything about their character or their lack of faith or their Christianity or anything. I think it's just the point of this business. There are so many things that the general public don't see about this business that really, I guess, kind of yank you in different ways, and you maybe just kind of lose that train of thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I seriously hope you don't get messed up by the business, because I got a chance to spend just a small bit of time with you while you're up at the ranch filming, and you come across, I don't know you from a bar of soap, but you come across like a genuine, sincere, humble guy.
Thank you. I mean, I my parents raised me properly for sure. I mean, it's, I know that being in this business for 15 years now, I've had and lots of people say, well, I hope business doesn't get you, I hope this, that. The thing that gets to me is not being with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
The thing that gets to me about this business, and that's the struggle I have, and that's what Jen and I work through every day.
I met your wife and kids, and you got the whole package, man.
Well, I married up. I am so blessed to have the family I have, and that's the one thing, and I've said this openly in interviews, if my wife ever came to me, Jen, and said, look, honey, I can't do this anymore, that'd be it. I'd leave the music business, and that would be the end of me as an artist, not as a songwriter. That's the one great thing, is I've got my songwriting that I can do anywhere, in any hole in the wall, anywhere in the world. So it's, my family is definitely my priority, and it's I'm really, really lucky that, that I have a woman like Jennifer that is so strong and committed to me.
Well, look, I wish you all the best in your future success. You've already pulled in a Juno Award.
Yeah, that was a lucky one.
Well, no, I don't think so. And then the whole Nashville Star thing, that must have seemed like years ago.
Right now it does. I've had a few hours sleep and I'm about to get on an airplane, and right now Nashville Star feels like it happened 20 years ago because I feel it pretty old today. He's aching a bit today.
But you're the genuine deal. You know, so many of these country guys out there, they've never even seen a horse, let alone, you know, be in a video with a horse. But you've got a little piece of property up in Alberta, do you?
Yeah, we have a farm there and a ranch in Alberta, and we feel very blessed to have that. It's like a little piece of heaven, really, to be honest with you. I'm actually looking forward to getting back up there. The CCMAs start on, well, they have already, I guess they're starting, but I get in on Sunday, and I'm going to get home, I think Monday. I get back to the farm, back to the kids, the horses and everything. We actually have a sick horse right now, so I got to get home and help.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you get on back there, and we're going to have all our listeners go to your website, and I think it's just under the wire to be able to vote for you with that.
For the fan's choice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just, if you're a fan, I'd sure appreciate your vote, but nonetheless, I just appreciate the fan, first off. I mean, the award is, it would be great to win, but that's definitely not my goal.
What's the connection between you working for Kraft and the Kraft Cheese Whiz Fans Award?
Here's where it gets funny. And bios are written by many different people, and they get information construed. I worked for a company called Crispy Crafts. It's funny every time I hear that, because I kind of chuckle to myself, because the initial bio that would have came from me like years ago,
yeah,
has been taken and expanded on by different writers and different folks and publicity. And now is at a point, I caught that the other day. I heard somebody say, I worked for Kraft, and I'm thinking, did I work for Kraft? And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. No, it's Crispy Kraft.
Yeah, get that straight, will you? How long were you a copper for?
3.5 years.
Wow.
And I really am so blessed to be able to do that and stay full-time in the music business. That was the thing, you know, to put food on the table for the kids and Jen, and have a mortgage and all the normal, trying to have the normal family life and yet stay in the music business was really tough. And the Lord was very, I mean, in so many graces, you know, to be able to work a job like that and have people help me and train me. And, you know, I wasn't really that good at it. I couldn't write tickets very well, but, you know, the proactive approach, it was really, truly a blessing to have that.
Yeah, well, you're the real deal, man. And just as we let you go, I'm talking to a lot of Jesus people on this show. So how do you want people to pray for you?
Pray for me?
Yeah.
Oh, please don't pray for the people down in New Orleans and in Biloxi, Mississippi. Where in Biloxi, I played a show at this casino, and I remember standing in the foyer of this casino saying, "Wow, it's on the water." And now that casino is basically gone, and I guess maybe that's not a bad thing, but the people that, you know, counted on that to support their families, pray for those folks that have no homes, not for me. No, don't do that.
Classy, well said.
I don't mind it, let me say that, but I'm just saying right now there's a lot of people that need prayers desperately, and I know that me and the boys are trying to do that and help out. So,
George Kanyon, very, very classy move, well said. And but when I do think of you, I'll be asking that God protects you.
Be great. The protection thing would be definitely one thing I would ask for.
Well, my point of view is even just from an integrity point of view, that you're in the entertainment industry, you're on the road a lot, you're away from your family. I just hope God surrounds you with His angelic warriors and stops you from being an idiot.
Oh yeah, well, I think I've been an idiot for so long in my life.
Hey, George, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure. God bless you guys for doing what you're doing, Dana.
Thanks, mate.
Take care.
Bye-bye. George Kanyon, what a class act he is. Quality guy. Well, folks, this is the last chance for you to vote for George Kanyon. The Fans' Choice Award has been in existence since 1990 and is the only award from the Canadian Country Music Awards that can be voted on by you folks, by the public. So you can go to www.cmt.ca, that's cmt.ca. Click on the banner for the Cheese Whiz Fans' Choice Award and just follow these simple instructions and vote for George Kanyon. This contest does not allow multiple votes, but you can spread the word, you know, tell your friends and family. The deadline is 11:59 tomorrow. 11:59 tomorrow. So take a couple of minutes and just do it now. And, of course, check out George's website, georgecanyon.com. Have a listen to the genuine deal, the real guy here, George Canyon, on the Drew Marshall Show. We'll be right back.